Hi, my name's Philip Stoneman, and for BHBN Sport, sponsored by Chiltern Railways Mainline, I've been asked to say a few words about Aston Villa's top flight status. I haven't known this proud club for a very long time, about 8 months since I moved to Birmingham, but what was very clear to me very early on was how, for Aston Villa, almost 30,000 people would week in, week out, walk down the path outside Wigan Station, clad in claret and blue. That's nothing new. They've been at it since 1874. During those 141 years, there were the highlights. 21 trophies, the highlight being that incredible evening in Rotterdam in 82. This was the club that gave us Blanche Flower, Ford, Gray, Hunter, Hardy, McGrath, Schmeichel, Stevenson and Stillian. And from 2008 to 2010, there were 3 years of playing across the continent. There was even a trip to Wembley last year. But there were signs that things were getting harder. 15th, 15th and 17th. The battles kept coming, but boy was there fight. There was even what must have been a choke, that 11-month time when a Birmingham City manager was in charge, and that was interesting. This year, however, perhaps there was a fight too much. What was once a bastion of resolve has seen tired legs, lapses in thinking, and just generally, it's not been pretty. I shudder at the mention of that second half against Manchester City. But now, though, I hope you can move on. A time for renewal. There will still be those memories. Yes, if you're an Aston Villa supporter, there will be some change. And yes, after 24 years, you won't find the words Premier in front of the whole tent come August. But if you can find that top flight spirit, refresh and savour it, and let it drive you on to higher places. Re-IP Aston Villa's top flight status, 1975 to 2016.
Birmingham Sport on BHBN Hospital Radio, sponsored by Chiltern Railways Mainline.